Berry. How are you doing today?
At Community of Hope's Birthing Center off Benning Road in Northeast D.C., Ebony Marcel meets with an expecting mother who's nearing her due date.
So hop up on this table and let's get some heart tones.
Marcel is the director of midwifery at the community-based clinic, where she works predominantly with Black mothers to help facilitate healthy births. In the U.S., the maternal mortality rate is nearly 4 times higher for Black women than white women. And while many causes contribute to maternal death, experts say one thing that can prevent a bad outcome is early access to prenatal care. But in the district, many Black women delay getting to the doctor.
Black women or African American women, 52% of them get into prenatal care in the first trimester.
Dr. Laquandra Nesbitt is the director of D.C.'s Department of Health.
Versus white women, 86% of them are getting into prenatal care in the first trimester.
Keeping women engaged in their prenatal care is something that Marcel works hard at.
And then, you know, we have yoga here on Tuesday nights, prenatal yoga for free.
If a patient is late for her appointment, she doesn't cancel her spot and move to the next. She makes the call herself to check on her patient and tells her she can come in any time of day.
What's going on?
Marcel said a number of things keep her patients from accessing care.
Life. We have a lot of women who are high risk socially.
But she said there's also a deeper issue, and it's one that stems from a history of racism.
With this population, there's a huge generational distrust with the medical system. And so a lot of times it's there, but they don't want to go, or they've had poor treatment. You know, we have to remember that, you know, Henrietta Lacks was in Baltimore. You have the Tuskegee experiment.
Recently, the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists made addressing racial disparities a focus after noticing a troubling trend in California's declining maternal mortality rates. Both white women and Black women saw decreased rates of mortality, but Black women still had a higher rate of death than their peers.
So what that means is the disparities are still there, even though the numbers, absolute numbers, are smaller.
Training kits from the organization include recommendations for delivering culturally sensitive care, plus other steps providers can take.
Every facility will have implicit bias training.
But Marcel said when it comes to caring for Black mothers, we need to look at the system as a whole.
We're trying, and I think the answer is going to have to be having the conversation about how much racism has affected this population and currently today. You know, we're the only developed country that maternal mortality is going up. So it's time for us to have some harder conversations about the stress, the chronic stress, the microaggressions, racism, living in this country, and about trying to create systems that can work for women and not create systems that are convenient for us.
In the next part of our series, we'll look at the importance of postpartum care when it comes to preventing maternal deaths. I'm Rachel Nania.